Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHD-WPHD-HD-WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, Rich Zeoli.
All right, as we continue along on the show today, the question is, of course, how will Kamala Harris do as a general election candidate as she makes her first remarks at the White House earlier today? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Ben Carson. Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. And, of course, former United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, retired neurosurgeon and author of the book The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family. Big day today. Big announcement that Kamala Harris will become potentially now the Democrat nominee for president. What are your first thoughts on this?
Well, certainly not surprised, because that's the logical thing for them to do. But, you know, some of the initial polling doesn't look that great for her. Any better than President Biden would have done. And, you know, she can't escape the fact that she was one of the people closest to him and obviously has been withholding information from the general populace about his health. And I would be anxious to hear her explanation as to how that occurred, because how can you anticipate honesty from a leader who would do that for, you know, 3.5 years.
Yeah, so the polling data is not looking good, no question about it. Are you surprised, by the way, Dr. Carson, that Joe Biden dropped out of the race?
Not terribly surprised. I mean, I don't think he had much of a choice. The numbers of people against him were piling up. And, of course, when the decision makers in the Democratic Party tell you behind closed doors that I don't want you anymore, you know, Biden, even though he's lost a lot of his faculties, he has enough of them up to know that that's a problem, and that that they're going to make life extremely uncomfortable for him and eventually force him out. And he'd rather go out with, you know, some degree of dignity. So he has enough faculty to recognize that.
Did you, I mean, as you were watching that debate and in June, my thoughts at the time, Dr. Carson, were, how could they let this man on the stage, knowing how bad he was? I mean, they kept telling us it was cheap fakes and he was fine. You know, Joe Scarborough was the best Biden ever, but they knew how he was. They knew about his mental capacity and his decline. How they ever let him on that stage that night, I still something I can't figure out, unless they just wanted to just torpedo his candidacy.
Well, it was very risky. It is possible for people in his condition to have periods of lucidity, and particularly when that's augmented with certain stimulants. Provigil, for instance, can be given and will have an impact for an hour or two, to the point where sometimes they're even hyperactive. Mm-hmm. But if you mistime it, you can easily end up with a situation like we had during the debate. And that's hard to forget. But, of course, that's the reason that they've been keeping him hidden. Because most people these days have a relative or someone in their sphere who has had this kind of mental decline, and they would recognize it. So rather than have people recognize it, just hide them away and use the stimulants as needed and try to pull the wool over people's eyes.
Now, when you look at the matchup between former President Trump, your former boss, somebody that you're backing, obviously, for president, and Kamala Harris, and you take, for example, how she said she wanted to ban fracking. She wanted to ban cheeseburgers, Dr. Ben Carson. She didn't want to let people eat cheeseburgers. I love cheeseburgers, and I know your former boss loves them particularly.
Well, you know, that's the control aspect of Marxism. You know, they want to control your life from the cradle to the grave, and you give them all power, and they promise to take care of you. And, of course, they know what's best, so they know that cheeseburgers are bad, so we don't want those. And they think that oil and gas are bad, and renewable energy is good. Well, the fact of the matter is, we know how to extract our petroleum products in a very safe way. We have the cleanest water and the cleanest air we've ever had since they've been measurable. And we have an abundance of them. And this is not to say that green energy isn't good, but smart people will use what they have to get what they want. They don't, you know, do a dichotomy and push one way off to the other side and wreak havoc on the expenses of particularly lower socioeconomic groups in our country. It doesn't make any sense.
The other thing, too, is her assault on black individuals in California, something Tulsi Gabbard called her out on back in the 2020 debate when she was the attorney general of California, too. I mean, Tulsi killed her on that. And I imagine that's going to become an issue for her going to this campaign. She's a lot of baggage. I mean, the borders are. She never went to the border. Right, Dr. Carson? Never went to the border. She said, I've never been to Europe either. I mean, what the hell? What does that even mean? I still can't figure that out.
That was kind of funny. But also, you know, she established a fund to financially help those rioters who were tearing up our cities. That certainly isn't the image that the president of a company wants to project. All of those things are going to come back out again. They're hopeful that their friends in the media will be able to suppress it like they did the Hunter Biden story. But I don't think they're going to be as successful in suppressing all that stuff this time around. And social media, you know, we have Elon Musk now who is helping with that. So they're going to have a much more difficult time deceiving the people. And I think the people understand that the press is complicit in all of the deception that's been going on.
Yeah, and she's also a race baiter, too. I mean, she put out, when Jussie Smollett came out with his hoax, she put out a tweet about how this was an attempted modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate. To your point, she had a fund for all the people who were rioting during the Summer of Love in 2020, raising money for BLM. And she's just always been somebody who adapts the most extreme policies of the left, including wanting to reduce population in order to stop climate change. Yeah. Now, you've talked about that a lot.
Well, you know, she has done all the things that the far left pushes for. She is a extremist, a far left extremist, and they're going to try to paint her as a moderate, like they tried to paint Biden as a moderate. But the policies are already there, and the results of their policies are already there for inspection. And the good thing is we have the ability to inspect them adjacent to what happened with the Trump administration before. They're juxtaposed right next to each other. You don't have to have a very good memory to see that there was a huge difference between the way that these policies were carried out. The other thing about Kamala is look at the number of people associated with her who resigned. It's astronomical. That must tell you something about a person if nobody wants to work with them.
Now, you are, of course, one of the most renowned brain guys in the world, retired neurosurgeon. You mentioned ProVigil before and the other kind of things they could pop up Joe Biden with. His brother came out, apparently, according to CBS News, and said that he's very, very ill and even said something to the effect of, you know, he may be at death's door. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. People do die of progressive, you know, brain deteriorating types of diseases. And that could easily be the case, but I don't think it would occur quite as quickly. So I think he'll be around to suffer the consequences of all the things that he's done, to be able to see the damage that he's done. I don't think he's going to check out on us too soon. But I think he is going to suffer from depression on top of the deterioration that's going on. And that could certainly exacerbate any of the underlying conditions that he's having.
Yeah, wait how depressed he's going to be when he finds out he dropped out of the race for president, huh? Sorry, that was... Dr. Ben Carson is my guest. It's great to have him. He's author of the book, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family, which he co-authored with his wife, Candy Carson. It's available now wherever books are sold and on Amazon. Let's talk about the war on American culture, for example. And I think Kamala Harris would exacerbate that. I mean, California, Gavin Newsom recently signed this bill saying parents don't have a right to know if their kids go to school and identify as transgender, and, you know, empowering teachers to lie to parents and keeping them out of the decision making. I mean, that's where she comes from. She comes from that world of the left.
It's crazy because, you know, the human brain starts to develop at conception, and it develops very rapidly, millions of neurons every day, soon billions of neurons every day. And it continues to develop right until your mid to late 20s. And you're asking 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids who have undeveloped brains to make life-altering decisions that cannot be changed. And that's the very reason that children have parents, to protect them during their vulnerable stages. And these people are advocating doing these changes in children and keeping their parents uninvolved. That is child abuse. That's nothing more than child abuse. And we have a responsibility to protect those children who have undeveloped brains.
I agree. I mean, I agree. I have three young kids. I 100% agree. I wouldn't let my kids drive or drink or do drugs or anything like that, and because these are life-altering decisions that could have consequences for them. No question about it. But and then, so the other question I wanted to ask you was, I mean, your support of President Trump, and I made this point earlier, but one of the things that really bothers me is when people say, you know, MAGA is racist. And I was at the convention. You were there. I saw you. You were in high demand. You had no time for me. It's okay. I don't take it personally, Dr. Carson. You're very busy. You were in high demand. But the idea that MAGA is racist, I saw nothing but joyful, wonderful people there. They embrace J.D. Vance. They embrace J.D. Vance's wife and J.D. Vance's mixed-race children. And it offends me, you know, when I hear people say that about us.
I certainly haven't seen any evidence of racism. Certainly haven't seen anything like that from President Trump. If anything, he goes out of his way, you know, to make sure that people who have been neglected are taken care of. And I've seen the way he treats, you know, the people who park the cars and the people who serve the food. You know, he talks to them, not just a cursory little comment, but he actually talks to them about who they are and what their children are doing. And I've seen him be extraordinarily generous and kind to people. So I think that's a bunch of garbage. I mean, if you want to find racism, you know, go hang around Joe Biden for a little while. I mean, this is a man who said, if you have trouble deciding between me and Trump, you're black. And how is he going to decide who's black? I mean, these are incredibly racist statements. And the media doesn't hold them to account for these things.
Well said. Dr. Ben Carson, always a pleasure, my friend. The perilous fight, overcoming our culture's war on the American family. Thanks so much for joining us here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being a patriot.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, you going to play another stupid boy band song, DeSantis, or what?
I haven't yet decided what song we're going to be coming back with from the next break.
Sean, can you run the board, please, and take over for him so that he does not control the musical selections for the rest of the day? He's in timeout.
Music. I got you guys.
Thank you,
I got
Sean.
You.
Thank you.
Me and Meg will work together. I was telling him about the Backstreet Boys song, but he was like, nah, I think it's going to be good. I'm like,
you
sure?
It was in sync, you guys.
Like, it was in sync.
Oh, it's in sync with Backstreet Boys. See, that's how you know it's bad.
My goodness. My goodness. DeSantis, you're in timeout for the rest of the show.
I just got you state polling, by the way.
Oh, you got me state polling.
Yeah.
Oh, really? All right. Well, when we get back, we'll share some state polling data with you, because the two things banned on the show are boy bands and national polls, because they're both stupid. Once again, the breaking news today is that my prediction since October of 2023 has proven correct. Joe Biden, of course, is no longer the Democrat candidate for president of the United States. And the question is, will it be Kamala Harris? I have my doubts. I have my doubts that it will actually be Kamala Harris. I think the Obamas are pulling the strings. I think she may become president, but I don't know if she's actually going to be the nominee. What do you think? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Let me tell you about my friends at Emmons, because they are fantastic. When it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they are offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Remember, I've used Emmons for 7 years now. They've done everything on my homes. Multiple homes, not Bernie Sanders, but my old home that I had, and of course our new home too. The old home, they did the roof, siding, windows, and doors. That roof has a warranty, lifetime warranty, and on our new home, they've already replaced some skylights and some doors for us, and there's other projects in the works. So I trust them, and you should too. And they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Make sure you tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com. EmmonsRoofing.com.
Free speech lives here. With Don Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Secret Service director testified today, and as usual, we got nothing out of it. Shocking, I know. She said nothing of substance. It was a gigantic waste of time, but it did give a couple of people an opportunity to at least make the point that the Secret Service director is a failure and should go, and she should resign. No question about that. You know, the fact that a drone was able to fly over that area, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Donald Trump Jr., who is coming to town to do an event with Dom Giordano, by the way, just get your tickets for that, the Scottish Rite Auditorium. Donald Trump Jr. posted that he was not allowed to fly a drone, his own drone, at Mar-a-Lago because his dad was there. You know what I mean? So he couldn't fly his own drone at Mar-a-Lago. Secret Service wouldn't let him do it. He owned it, his drone. He's the son of the president. He's part of the family. He's a protectee, and he couldn't do it. But this guy somehow, this alleged shooter, was able to fly a drone hours before Trump got there at the site in Butler, and that didn't raise any eyebrows for anybody. The sloped roof, how the Secret Service director said, well, that roof was sloped, and therefore we can't have people on the roof protecting the former president. All these things. The guy's walking around. People see him on top of the roof for possibly 28 minutes before he takes the shot. All these things coming out today. And the utmost point about how the requests for additional protection for Donald Trump were denied by the United States Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. I'm going to play a clip of Jim Jordan in a second, but let me just make another point about Kamala Harris's candidacy, too. And I just don't think they would push Joe Biden aside in this manner for somebody else who loses to Donald Trump. I don't think they would do it. I don't think they would do it. I think that she has the potential to be even more of a tragedy for them when it comes to November. Down ballot. She's that bad. Kamala Harris is that toxic. And there's no way that a vice president can save her. You know, running mate like Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, or any of these other names are thrown out there. Josh Shapiro, Pennsylvania, whoever. I don't think that saves her. So I just have a hard time believing ultimately she'll be the candidate. And I think the other problem right now is that we're all watching this happen. And the longer that they prolong this drama, the less we're talking about Donald Trump. And they want that, too. Make no mistake about it. They want everybody focused on this internal Democrat drama for as long as possible so that we can stop talking about Trump and his record and distract from the campaign and distract from this. If they pull another little dramatic something or other between now and the end of their convention, which is not until the end of August, then we'll be talking about all that. Everybody will be chasing that shiny object. Now, we're going to be at the Democrat National Convention. I didn't want to go. I really did not want to go to Chicago and cover this, but I have to now. There's no doubt. I have to be there for this and bring it to you live because it's going to be an S show of the utmost proportion. So I need to be there to watch it happen and be able to respond to you and give you some thoughts on this. But make no mistake about it. There's something else here. So I want to ask you the question, and Sean will screen your phone calls at 855-839-1210. Do you think it's going to be Kamala Harris? Or do you think it's going to be somebody else? Now, we have some state polls for you. Some, because I told you, national polls are useless and stupid, just like boy bands. So Matt DeSantis, what do we got for, here we go, Decision Desk HQ polling. Now, let me go through this with you. These are all the states that will decide the presidential election. Because we don't vote nationally. We have 50 state elections that all add up to the 270 to become president of the United States. So national polls don't mean anything. Nevada against Kamala Harris. Trump is up 9. Nevada, Trump is up 9. Arizona, Trump is up 7. Georgia, Trump is up 6. Pennsylvania, Trump's up 4. Wisconsin, Trump's up 1. Michigan, Trump's up 0.5. And Virginia, Harris is up by 3. Let's just say Trump wins Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Well, he's president and then some. And it's over. You don't need to win Wisconsin, Michigan, and Virginia is not even really a state that's in play. I mean, it has become recently so, but it's not been one of the key states we've been watching this entire election cycle. So and Trump's going to win. He's going to beat her. They know that he's going to beat her. They know these poll numbers for her are terrible. And it's not like she's undefined. Everybody knows her. That's the problem. You know, words matter in life. Words matter. And there's a great line from Pearl Jam. And it's some words, when spoken, can't be taken back. I love that line. I do. I love that line. I think it's great. The things that she said in the past, they're all going to come out. And she can't undo that. It's all going to come out. Like saying, for example, that she wants to ban fracking. Goodbye, Pennsylvania. She loses Pennsylvania. That alone will cost her Pennsylvania. So Trump wins Pennsylvania. He wins Georgia. He wins Arizona. He wins Nevada. And it's over. He's president. He's president of the United States. The other line, too, that I love, too, is this is and it kind of goes to the heart of this question regarding Kamala Harris and her candidacy, which is that she's not less popular. She's more unpopular. And that's another key distinction there. And I tell you, words matter. And I choose my words carefully for the most part in life. People say Kamala Harris isn't as popular as Joe Biden. That's not accurate. She's more unpopular than him. I know grammatically it doesn't sound like it should make sense, but it does. If something is less popular, let's for example, you know, I roll out my new, I don't know, whatever, my line of tumblers, and they're not particularly popular compared to Yetis or something like that. Well, I could make them more popular. I could spend money. I could do an advertising campaign. I could marketing, and I could hire celebrity spokespeople, and suddenly my tumblers are more popular than Yetis. It just cost me $30 million to do it, whatever it is. But if somebody has a terrible accident with one of my tumblers because they are terrible and they spill hot liquid all over them and it burns their flesh, or it's a very graphic scenario here, very dark. And then my tumblers become very unpopular. It's harder to overcome that. It's harder to change perceptions when people already don't like something versus if people just don't like something enough or as much as something else. So I can make something more popular. I can do that. But if something is already defined as being negative, that's very difficult to overcome this late in the game. It's not that Kamala Harris is less popular than Joe Biden. She's more unpopular than he is. People know her and they don't like her. She's defined. And you're not changing that. Not anytime soon. You're not changing that between now and November. In fact, I would argue it's going to get worse for Kamala Harris because a lot of these things she said as a candidate have been forgotten. You know, we focused on this show of all her nonsense of the cackling and her dumb comments on the border and, you know, the passage of time and the passage of time passing and all her dumb quotes. But leaving aside the fact that she tosses all these word salads out there, she has said things in the past that are absolutely devastating to her candidacy. The fracking thing is just right there. Dave McCormick's going to run ads about that, and he's going to tie Bob Casey to that. Bob Casey's going to have to question whether or not he wants to distance himself to that. And Trump's going to go in there, and he's going to spend money on that. And so if she is the Democrat nominee, she's going down in Pennsylvania. And I've told you before, and I'll say it again, whoever wins Pennsylvania is the next president of the United States of America, period. When the ads run in places like Philadelphia, and they talk about Kamala Harris's record on going after black people as the attorney general, that's going to hurt black voters. It's going to hurt turnout for her, I should say, among black voters. That's going to kill her. And it's not that Trump has to win the black vote. He just has to cut into it enough to undercut the Democrats, how they're always relying on that. You play clips of her talking about not visiting the border, and you show the chaos of the border, and you tie her as being the border czar, and, well, you know, the Hispanic vote, which is something that Trump is winning right now in all these various key swing states, well, he's going to win it in even bigger numbers. You can't undo the fact that Kamala Harris has said things that are devastating to her candidacy. So what you can do, though, is you can take her out as a candidate and give the Democrats a way to do it in a way that does not offend woke. And by woke, I mean the voters that vote on identity politics. Now, look, maybe she'll be the nominee and maybe she'll go down and lose by even bigger margins. And this is all an exercise in futility. But I don't think so. I just don't think they would go to the efforts they've gone to get rid of Joe Biden, to put in somebody who loses worse than Joe Biden. Like, what's the point? What's the point of that? Why would you go through all this and you push the president of the United States of America off the ballot? You risk alienating all of his people. And Biden does have supporters out there. I know it's shocking, but he does. You risk alienating all them for somebody who loses worse than he does? Nah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. It doesn't pass the smell test. It doesn't pass the Fugazi test. However, if you make her president and then she bows out of the race on her own, and then she goes to make millions and millions of dollars as the first female president and has a book deal and movies and goes on television and does everything else and is called Madam President the rest of her life. It's like the show Veep coming to real life. Well, then woke's not offended anymore. You've made a woman president. You've made a woman president. Not only that, but you've made a black woman president. And then she can go off into the sunset and you can, you know, you can have somebody else step in there. And then woke, all the people that vote on identity politics are not upset. Kamala was such a bad presidential candidate in 2020 that she had to withdraw prior to the California primary. That was her home state, because she was polling at 8% in California behind Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren in her home state of California. That's how unpopular she was in her own state. So when I tell you it's not a question of her being less popular, they knew her in California and they didn't like her. And so they did not want her in her own state. Usually, typically, you do pretty well in your home state. You're defined and people like you. She was defined, but not liked. So she's more unpopular. So just ask yourself, I mean, do you go through all this to push Joe Biden aside, take the massive risk of alienating Biden voters? I know it's hard to believe that they're already, but, and then do all that for somebody who loses worse than him. I don't buy it. Something about this stinks. And you know I have a pretty good Fugazi meter when it comes to this stuff. Not only am I really spot on about my predictions, and again, I tell you that not to brag. Well, a little bit bragging. There's a tiny little bit. But mostly I tell you that because your time is valuable. It's the one thing in life you never get back. And I want to make sure you know you're not wasting it. You're not wasting your time by listening to me for 4 hours a day or however long you can listen. Whether it's live or whether it's the podcast, whatever it is, you're not wasting your time. Because look, everybody right now today in talk radio is acting like they always called this and they saw this coming. But there were a lot of people out there who were arguing with me for months, telling me there's no way Joe Biden's going anywhere. No way, they said. You can't push him out. You can't get rid of the guy. It's up to him. It's his choice. He's the president. And people were telling me, I actually had people would send me tweets and say, why are you risking your credibility as a talk show host on this? Like, why are you betting the ranch on this? Yeah, I had one person who said, this is kind of like Dick Morris predicting Mitt Romney was going to win by 300 and something electoral votes. And I said, I don't care. I don't see Joe Biden being the candidate. I don't see it. I outlined different scenarios whereby which Joe Biden wouldn't be, but I'd never wavered except for right after the assassination. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was very clouded, probably by the emotion of everything. And I said, I think they're stuck with Joe Biden now. But by Thursday, I was right back where I was on Friday of the Friday before the assassination. And I said, I'm changing back to my original prediction. So for 3 days, I was off between October of 2023 and Sunday, in which case for 3 days out of that entire time period, and it was after the assassination attempt, I said, I think Democrats might be stuck with this guy now because nobody wants to run against a very popular president who's about to become even more popular. And then by Thursday, when Barack Obama came out and said, Joe's got to go, I said, all right, you know what? I'm going back to my original prediction. Biden's not going to survive this. He's done. It's exactly what I was saying the Friday before the assassination attempt. So I was a little clouded by that. And, you know, I gave the analogy to somebody on Twitter about this. I said, it's very much like if you make a prediction about a sporting contest. You know, if you could predict the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl and then something happens to Jalen Hurts and then you could change your prediction. You know, or you predict the Eagles are going to win a game, but then the weather conditions are such that, you know, the Eagles don't play well in snow or whatever it is, right? I'm just making that point. Don't argue with me about the Eagles playing in snow because I have no idea whether or not they're good or bad in snow. I'm the last person who'd ask. You should never ask me to make a sporting prediction. But the point is you make adjustments along the way. You don't double down if in the face of new information, it would cause you to change your thinking in that. So in the wake of the assassination attempt, I thought, all right, Democrats may be stuck with Biden. And I was reading a lot of people who were saying that there's just no Democrats want to step up now and run against him, Trump, that is. But then by Thursday morning, I was back to where I was back in October and saying that the Obama people, but particularly Barack Obama himself, they're not going to let this guy go out there and lose and risk having Donald Trump back in there for 4 years. But that brings me to where I am right now, which is those same people and Barack Obama are not going to let Kamala Harris go out there and lose and have Donald Trump back in the White House for 4 years. So since the Obamas have always been pulling the strings on this, always. Remember, my original prediction, this all came out of that October weekend in Chicago in October, where David Axelrod went on that tweet storm and predicted, or not predicted, but said Joe's got to go. I mean, the short summary is that David Axelrod on that Sunday morning goes on a tweet storm and says, Joe Biden can't win, he's got to go. And I said to you, that's only because the Obamas have spoken and they have decided Biden has to go, take him out. And it reached the crescendo of that when one of Biden's speechwriters went to Twitter and said, Joe Biden has a choice. You either leave a hero or you leave with a destroyed legacy. And you don't have your legacy destroyed by losing an election. So if you read between the lines of that, what I said to you at the time was, what he's saying is, you'll have your legacy destroyed because we're going to out you as a corrupt SOB who made all this money off of Ukraine and China and Russia and Romania, but particularly Ukraine, and did it all in the White House when you were vice president because you have the Ukraine portfolio. We have all this on you, and this will all come out, and you're going to lose either way. But you're going to go out as a corrupt SOB who loses. And I told you then, I said, there's no way Joe Biden can survive that. But after the debate in June, I went on Fox News and I talked to Mike Emanuel about this. And I said to him, this debate was a setup. You know, this was a setup to torpedo his candidacy, to get him out of the race so they can make a replacement. So now, you're telling me they do all of this. They threaten the president of the United States. They set this guy up on the debate stage to go down as a doddering old fool. They push him out to put in somebody who loses worse than he does, who's more unpopular than he is. No way. I'm sorry, but I don't buy it. Something else is at play here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. So here are some of the clips of Kimberly Cheadle from the testimony today before the House Oversight Committee. First of all, Jim Jordan calling out Kimberly Cheadle for turning down the Trump campaign's request for additional protection, cut 22.
He said he acknowledged the Secret Service had turned down some requests. I'm asking how many?
A denial of a request does not equal a vulnerability.
Well, tell me what it is.
There are a number of ways that threats and risks can be mitigated with a number of different assets, whether that be through personnel, whether that be through technology, resources.
Well, tell the committee which it was. They asked for additional help in some form or another. You told them no. How many times did you tell them no, and what did you tell them no to?
Again, I cannot speak to specific incidents, but I can tell you in general terms, the Secret Service is judicious with their resources.
Here is Kimberly Cheadle showing footage of Trump rally goers pointing to the shooter on the roof. We've played this clip for you in the past on the show. And she attempts to explain how the Secret Service were not aware that there was a threat to the president and why the rally was never paused. You know, one of the key things is, why would you ever let President Trump on that stage? Why wouldn't you keep him in the heavily armored Suburban? Why would you let him exposed out into the open? Cut 23.
Director Cheadle, as you know, the shooter began shooting at 6:11 p.m. Eastern on July 13th. NBC reported that at 5:51 p.m., 20 minutes before the shooting began, the state police informed the Secret Service of their concern. Now, the rally was not paused at that point, correct?
No.
And according to NBC, just 2 minutes later, at 5:53 p.m., the Secret Service notified its snipers about the gunman. The rally wasn't paused at that point either, correct?
No.
Let me show you some video footage by rally goers. If you could play the video on the screen up here. This was taken 2 minutes before the shooting started. If you could turn up the volume.
Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's on the roof.
We have people that
right here, flat on the roof.
It's much tougher than
up now.
It happened.
He went flat on the roof again.
Up here.
Ma'am, that doesn't look like suspicious behavior. That looks like threatening behavior to me. And the rally wasn't paused at that point either, correct?
I can tell you, as I stated earlier, sir, that the moment that the shift surrounding the president were aware of an actual threat.
That's a threat right there. The guy's on the roof and everybody's yelling at him.
Yes.
And directing the officer's attention to him. The rally was not paused at that point, correct?
We are currently still combing through communications and when communications were passed.
Well, I can point you to this communication. It's 2 minutes before the shots started ringing out. Director Cheadle, yes or no? Was there ever a moment where the Secret Service actually considered pausing the rally?
The Secret Service would have paused the rally had they known or been
so the answer is no.
An actual threat.
The answer is no. Correct?
I can speak to you in generalities.
No, I don't want generalities.
Don't know
I want
all
specifics.
Of the communications.
The answer is no. You did not consider pausing the rally, correct?
The people that are in charge of protecting the president on that day would never bring the former president out if there was a threat that had been identified.
Well, they did, because we've now identified 3 points in the 20 minutes before the shooting that the threat emerged.
Yeah, look, it's a problem, but she's never going to actually give anybody anything substantive to talk about. Nothing. So that's the bottom line. Something else I wanted to mention regarding Kamala Harris, and this is just another point to think about. If she becomes the candidate, like let's assume she's the candidate and she gets blown away by Donald Trump. Now, that's twice in a row that you've had. Well, not twice in a row, because you had Biden in 2020. But that means that the two female candidates both lost to Donald Trump. He's beat two women. I don't know if that looks good for them. I mean, not just for women, but for Democrats, too. I don't know if that looks good. Now, this whole thing about the glass ceiling and shattering the glass ceiling, Kamala Harris can't beat Donald Trump. She cannot beat him. She's going to lose. They know she's going to lose. Axelrod and Carville and all these other guys know this. They know she's going to lose. So the question is, do you want to go down again and have the two women candidates both lose to Donald Trump? He beats Hillary in 16. He beats Kamala Harris in 24. Or do you go out as the first female president? You don't run. You get out of the race to focus on being president. And you serve as president for 6 months, whatever it is, you know, August, September, October, November, December. 6 months as president. You're Madam President for life. And you don't have to worry about getting blown out by Donald Trump. You've broken the glass ceiling. You've had a woman president. So what if you weren't elected? You were elected vice president. So what? You get to say you're the first woman president. You make history. You're the first woman president. You're in the history books. Every little girl will learn about you. Every little girl will learn the story of Kamala Harris, the first female president of the United States of America, blah, 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 blah. Oh, but here's the thing. You got to not run, because if you run, you're going to get blown out. But you announce that you've got to focus on being president. You've got a country to run. And then, you know, off to the sunset you go. And for the rest of your young life, and you're young, you have plenty of time to do other things. But you'll always be a former president. You'll always be 47. Now, the downside of that, of course, is that all of Trump's merch has to be remade into 48. But that's okay. And then she's 47. She's the 47th president of the United States, but she doesn't run again. And there you go. Or she goes out in a disastrous fireball of defeat, and Trump has beaten not one, but two women who the Democrats put up. I mean, is that where they want to be? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. We continue along here. Hey, there's an amazing, amazing special going on at Cherry Hill Volvo right now. You know, relationships matter there. And that's why right now, if you go to Cherry Hill Volvo, you can enjoy discounts of up to, ready for this, $13,176 off a Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. Plus, You can take advantage of the Cherry Hill Volvo 24 model year sell down. That's right. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey, right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team would love to see you. Now, you know, I've been a customer of Cherry Hill Volvo for years. And Bridget drives the XC90, and she loves it. Loves the third row for the kids. Like, even today, for example, I picked up my son Patrick. He had two buddies with him. There's so much room in that car. And when we go on long trips, we go on vacation, it's great because you don't need one of those roof racks. You're good to go. And they're beautiful and stylish cars, too. Well, $13,176 off is the price. And not only that, too, but they're much better than minivan. Volvos are great cars. And a Cherry Hill Volvo, our studio sponsor, because we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, you're going to have an amazing experience because they will treat you right. That's why people have been customers there for decades, some going back as long as 30 years. So go see them today. They are the region's most accessible Volvo dealership and the only dealership that is the Talk Radio 1210 WPHD studio sponsor. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Rich Cioli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Double or nothing?
What's the... What are the conditions?
Double or nothing.
Yeah, but what are the conditions? What am I betting?
Well, you seem pretty confident that it's going to be Kamala Harris.
I do think it's going to be Kamala Harris, just based on the situation.
I
sort of agree with the New York Times assessment. I don't often agree with the New York Times, but I didn't realize that the only people with the list of... with the complete list of Democrat National Convention delegates are the DNC and the Biden campaign.
All right.
So she's the only one that has access to that delegate list. And in order to get another name into consideration, you need 300 delegates to pledge to that individual.
Right.
But if you don't have the list, you don't know who the delegates are, it's going to be hard to get 300 names. So I think she is going to be the candidate.
All right. Well, double or nothing means that if it's not Kamala Harris,
okay,
you owe me $2,000.
Okay.
And if I'm wrong, I have to make you two pizzas.
All right, I'll take it.
I mean, that is a no-brainer.
It's like, I feel like that's a good deal, yeah.
It's a good deal. You're going to get two pizzas with your Hormel pepperoni.
Thank you.
I want to make clear, these are 12-inch personal pies here. We're not doing 16 inches or anything.
Oh, come on.
14-inch.
All right, deal. We'll split the difference.
You get two 14-inch wood-fired pizzas with your Hormel pepperoni and your crappy shredded mozzarella.
Shredded mozzarella. I'm glad you remembered. Right.
And if I'm right and Kamala Harris does not end up being the nominee, you owe me $2,000.
I mean, $2,000 for two pizzas? That seems fair to me.
I think it's a no-brainer on your end. Well, how could you lose?
I mean, I'm not an accountant, but that's pretty much the going rate for a pizza these days, right?
For a good wood-fired pizza, yeah. Although I got to say, the wood-fired pizza we had in Milwaukee was phenomenal.
That actually was excellent.
Yeah, that was the best dinner I think we had out there. That
for
was
sure.
great.
I had two pizzas while I was in Milwaukee. One was from the wood fireplace. Excellent. As good as any pizza you're going to find. And the other one was maybe the worst pizza I've ever ordered.
That's
terrible.
That's the one you got at the hotel?
That was the one I had delivered to the hotel, yeah. And it was awful. It was worse than most frozen pizzas.
The crappy flea bag infested, bed bug infested motel that they put us up, basically.
I did see a roach in my room.
Yeah, I know. It was disgusting. I mean, it was Smirconish would never put up with that. I'm just saying, you know, pointing that out. I booked my airfare for Chicago already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. I want to be there as little as possible. So my flight home on that Thursday is at 6:02 p.m. Central Time. So I've got 2 minutes to end the show and get to the airport and hop on a plane. I don't care.
You better hope there's no IT outages this time.
I'm not risking it. I want to do as least as possible at that DNC.
That airport was a nightmare, by the way.
Well, getting out, because that was the day that they had the non-cyber attack. that took out every computer in the world. But it wasn't a cyber attack. It was just somebody put a patch on something. Right. No, I definitely believe that. 100%. This is not a cyber attack. We've just grounded all airfare right after the Republican National Convention ended and the president, former president, left. And banks and hospitals are crippled, but not a cyber attack. Somebody just hit F6 on their computer keyboard when they should have hit F7. Oh, great. So you're telling me it's not a cyber attack? I totally believe you. Absolutely. You probably believe it was not a cyber attack because the New York Times told you it wasn't a cyber attack, right?
Well, a lot of people are saying it was a Microsoft failure.
There you go. Microsoft failure. That's all it was. Grounded thousands of airplanes. Shut down commerce. Because somebody hit Control-Alt-Delete at the wrong time at Microsoft headquarters on the Evil Island where Dr. Evil is with his sharks with laser beams on their heads. But no, definitely not a cyber attack. And if it was, they would 100% tell us it was a cyber attack. So trust these people. All right. We got a big 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you, brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel, where we'll be live on Friday, September 6th, our first live show of the fall. So mark your calendars now. We're coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.